Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. This is so exciting for us because we are not the beings, the same star beings that you usually speak with. We are a different grouping of beings from star nations gathered here above what you call North America in the middle part. Above the great bodies of water that are known to you as the Great Lakes. We choose to gather where there is minimal contact with human consciousness, minimal direct interference, because it assists our work. We can send more purely, receive and transmit more purely the frequencies from the cosmos. Okay. Hi, everyone. I just want to say that I'm visiting family in Chicago, Illinois. For the first time in a couple of years, I've been able to come visit my family. And I'm just so thrilled to be here. And I noticed before the pandemic, I had become aware of the star beings. And I noticed that when I came here and I asked if there were star beings and where, I always saw them over Lake Michigan because it's close to human population centers, but at the same time, it's a vast space where there are very, very few human beings at any given time. There are no populations living of humans living in the lake. And now I'm here, and it's time to record an episode of Voices from the Stars. And so who comes to speak to me but the local contingent of the star beings helping humanity? We want to talk to you about the different frequencies of the earth today. Okay, that sounds like a great subject. Oduku diga alionamo nininanamo koya alikalakia. The earth is a great body of a beautiful conscious being that some call Gaia, some call Earth Mother, Pachamama. This being, no matter what you call her, him, it, this being has no gender. This being encompasses all. This being loves and supports the forms of life that populate its surface. The surface of the material body, of the consciousness of the being. And like you, the being that forms the body that you call Earth, the planetary body, has many levels of consciousness, exists in many dimensions. So there is a third dimensional Earth, a fifth dimensional Earth, a ninth dimensional Earth, and there are many dimensions beyond anything that you know that you can't perceive because your vibrational frequencies are too distinct, too different from the earth at that level. But just as you are a human being complex with many levels of consciousness, all working, all aware, available to you at all times, at the same time, this earth being, this planetary being, exists throughout time and space in various forms, all at the same time. So how does that relate to our shift as humanity, shifting into higher frequency energy? We aren't physically moving from one Earth to another. How does it work? How do we get from third dimensional Earth to fifth dimensional Earth? Your energy bodies naturally inhabit whatever environment they are attuned to. They will not suddenly take a leap into some foreign vibrational frequency. Foreign, like in quotation marks. Something that feels very different, feels inaccessible. Frequencies of energy seek other frequencies of similar frequency, right? Your energy body seeks other energy bodies of similar frequency. That's what we mean to say. So it is with the Earth. You naturally attune to the reality, the energetic reality of the Earth that most closely matches your present state of consciousness. So if I'm having a day where I'm particularly off-center and not connecting well within and not really, and if I'm blocking the flow of energy from within, so my frequencies fall, so my energy becomes lower in frequency, does that mean that I then inhabit the third dimensional Earth for that day, but then when I get myself aligned again with the source and my source self, that I automatically pop up to the fifth dimension or the seventh or the ninth or whatever? This is something difficult to understand if you visualize it as a physical movement. It's an energetic change, not a physical change. It affects your physical body. It affects your physical environment, the environment that you perceive around you, and your effect on the environment changes. However, you exist in various dimensions of Earth all at the same time. You know that there are higher parts of you that you're not even aware of, that are acting in higher dimensions. The parts of you that you might call your soul or yourself, your higher aspects. When you go to sleep, when you leave your physical form, you, your mind, your consciousness rises into those levels. You communicate with those aspects of yourself and of others. That's what forms your dreams. Sometimes you know you have a dream and you feel it's very real. Yeah, I've had that. There are some that are very distinct from others. And those are the very important communications with your higher self. Okay, so getting back to the body of the Earth. So that just like you, the body of the Earth has, the energy body of the Earth we're speaking of now, has many dimensional levels. At each dimensional level, there is a corresponding physical body until you get to the dimensions that can't maintain physical form anymore, where you're really speaking just of an energy body. And to live on that Earth, you're living just in your energy bodies, if you were to do that. Okay, so when we're rising in frequency, when we're what people call ascending, increasing, expanding our awareness, how do we live simultaneously in all these different dimensions? Does it just mean that that our awareness of our experience changes? Where you put your attention determines your experience. So when you're in a higher frequency state, your attention is naturally on a higher frequency condition or state of planet Earth. Okay, thank you. I think I understand that. It's a bit of a stretch. Because you're thinking of physical form, you think of just energy, it makes perfect sense. It's easier. Okay. And now I know you wanted to say something about the variation in frequency or the various frequency signatures of various parts of the Earth. At least I think that's where you were going with this subject. Yes, different physical forms upon the Earth hold different frequency signatures. We mean bodies of water, mountains, vast areas with many trees, for instance, Different longitudes and latitudes of the Earth hold distinct energy frequencies. This is why you feel so different when you move from place to place. It's not just the people you're reacting to or you're feeling into. It is the energy frequency, the dominant frequency or frequency signature, which would be the blend of frequencies that are predominant in that area. And they are affected by the planet itself, by the natural, by the soil, by the trees, by the climate, how much sunshine it receives, and what time of year, how close you are to the equator or not, or to the poles, the season of the year. All these things affect it. And of course, the populations, the human populations affect their surroundings as well. So when I come to this part of the world, I don't know if it's because I grew up in this area of the U.S., not terribly close, but, you know, still within the Midwest. But I feel the energy of support. The energy feels, well, it just feels different, you know? It does feel like supportive, like life is easier here. And sometimes I have the experience of sitting on the ground and feeling that energy like it's just coming up from the earth. And yet I can sit and be in another place. Some places the energy feels very flowing, and some places it feels very intense, but kind of like jagged, you know, like it goes up and it, or maybe it's very intense and very high frequency, but it isn't that sort of soft, gentle, stable feeling under your feet. There is a fluidity to the energy in this part of the world, and it corresponds to the fluidity of the waters. You may find this in other parts of the world near great bodies of water. Energy flows easily through water. Energy is fluid. And so your experience of the energy of different parts of the world will be different. There are places, there are what you could call energy hotspots. Some people call them portals, where the cosmic energy is focused, or where energy rises from the earth in a particularly strong way. As you choose where you're going to live your life, spend most of your time, you would do well to consider how your body reacts, how your consciousness reacts to a given place. Because you may arrive in a place and notice that you feel different. Some places will attract you naturally, and others you feel no connection at all. And it's not just the people. If you're trying to figure out why that is, consider the land. Consider your connection. Go for a walk in nature and feel whether you feel connected or not. Because your connection will not be the same or equal in every part of the world. Before you come into this life, you make some choices about where to start your life, where to live the majority of your life, and where to end your life. Sometimes when you feel a desire to move to a different environment or a different part of the world, it's because unconsciously you know that there isn't a place that is more suited to you, a place you have every intention of experiencing, and that's what you're looking for. Will we always find higher dimensional beings? Will we always find star beings? Will we always find, I don't know. I know that the consciousness of the source comes through many types of beings. It comes through whales. It comes through higher dimensional star beings and other types of beings. It comes through all manner of animals sometimes. And angels and I don't know, whatever. Will we find those higher dimensional guides wherever we go? Are you all over the earth? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And we're just waiting for you. Don't be afraid that you could go too far away from us. If you're in a place where you feel the presence of guides helping you and supporting you, and you also feel a desire, or you have a sudden opportunity that seems like a good opportunity to go somewhere, completely different, just know that that guidance goes with you. That we are not, for instance, the star beings that you connect with, the individual star beings that you connect with most often when you're in Argentina. However, we are all connected. We communicate with each other. We are all aspects of the same source, and as beings from the stars, we have certain frequencies in common. So, our purpose in being here, we have in common as well. Higher frequency beings of love and light exist all around the earth. You don't have to be afraid. Go forth. Seek your passion, seek your truth, follow your path, follow your leading. And wherever you are, the spirit, the source, and the guidance goes with you. All right, thank you. It's very interesting how different it feels communicating with you here than it does in Argentina, because I've had my eyes open almost the entire time, and usually when I'm channeling, my eyes are closed. It's just like if you were talking to a group of people. These people are very easy to talk to. These star beings are very easy to talk to, and I don't feel that I have to concentrate so much. They're just right here all around me. I am sitting in a forest preserve, I might mention. I'm not in the middle of the city. I'm surrounded by trees. So thank you so much for listening. And I just want to remind you that if you're interested in asking some questions of the star beings, if you're interested in creating something new in your life or a new life, you feel that you're creating a new life and you want to learn more about how to assure that you can succeed, how to know what to do, how to be successful, the star beings and I are offering a course called The Truth About Success and Failure, starting in just a couple of weeks in October. I don't want to mention the date because if I get it wrong, I'll be sorry. But look it up on SusanRensberger.com. I think it's October 19. And following that, there will be other courses. So if you're listening to this at a later time, go to SusanRensberger.com. That's RENSBERGER. And just look for the shop or the courses, and you will find live virtual courses. There will be in the future recorded digital courses you can download. And all manner of things are yet to come. So thanks for listening and keep tuning in every week. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and at voicesfromthestars.com, as well as SusanRensberger.com. Sending you lots of light, love, and blessings from the beings of love and light all around the earth. This is Susan Rensberger speaking to you from Cook County, Illinois. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you've received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.